You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio this morning, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. My man Jay Williams over there. Your man Freddie Coleman over here, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keep those reactions coming, and we're going to take a listen to what you have to say at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Saquon Barkley signing a one-year deal with the New York Giants worth $10.1 million in fully guaranteed money, a $2 million upfront signing bonus. The deal includes $1 million of incentives if he gets an equal amount when it comes to 1,300 rushing yards, 11 touchdowns, and 65 receptions. For context, last year, career year, 1,312 yards rushing on 295 carries, 10 touchdowns, and 57 receptions for Saquon Barkley. You Freddie, brought up something. Go ahead.
Freddie.
Go ahead.
Before we get started.
All right. Have at it.
We're going to talk a lot about Saquon Barkley.
Yes, we are.
And it's deserving so. My Giants, who got him back, one-year deal. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say $11 million to $12 to $13 million stinks for anybody, because it really doesn't.
Unless you're Kylian Mbappe, who may get $766 million for the Saudi group.
But I do have to, before we get into that, state that had a box the other night
okay.
at the Drake concert.
All right. Speaking of money.
And I was a little let down.
You were let down by Drake?
I mean, this is hard for me to say because I'm a Drake fan.
Okay.
I mean, my wife was there. All my friends were there. Alan Yates stopped by.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know.
The Drake stalker, that is Alan Yates.
The drinks were flowing. The vibe was right. The frequency was right.
Uh-huh.
And he started us off on slow jams, but he wasn't singing all the words to the slow jams.
Who was singing them?
Well, it was kind of like, you know, like.
Me? Besides
all the
you,
fans,
Alan.
Right? All the fans.
I know you were.
Were
singing.
I just kind of felt like overall, I found myself sitting down like during the first part of it.
Okay.
And the production, there were some parts that were dope, right? Yeah, there were some parts that I think were really, really fly. I'll say he was, you know, headlines his song, like he had all the different narratives that were going on around him, and he combated some narratives. That was pretty cool. But for the most part, the production around it was just, it was kind of weak.
Wow.
It was kind of weak. I was kind of disappointed.
Okay.
And then when 21 came out, because obviously it's him and 21 Savage, I was just like, I felt like I was at a high school gym. I felt like I was listening to a high school performance.
At the sophomore skate party?
And to be honest, I couldn't even wait around until the finale at the end where he comes back on with 21.
Okay.
Because 21 put me to sleep. That's my vibe around it.
Yeah,
I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hold you, Freddie.
Okay. Like, no, go ahead.
Yates was living his best life.
We got plenty of time to talk about Saquon Barkley and how he's being held back by the 21 Savage known as the NFL. We got plenty of time to talk about that.
I enjoyed it. It felt like the Drake set list sounded like my playlist in my car. So
okay.
Yeah, because you kept saying that to me the whole time. This is my playlist. Jay, I'm like, you said this to me 20 times, Yates.
I'd have to choke you.
21.
Pass it.
I'd have to choke you out by song 10 if you kept saying that.
You kept saying, Jay, this is my playlist. I'm like, give this man another drink.
But the problem was, Freddie, like, so 21 comes out, right?
Yeah.
And I swear, I'm looking at people, I'm looking around, I'm seeing people sit down, I'm seeing people get up, all right, I'm going to go head out and grab a drink and all that. It's like a halftime show, right? And I'm like, man, it really dawned on me that, like, my philosophy is, if you don't have enough concert level music,
you can't be.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
you
can't do it. It's hard for you to hold the attention.
Can't hold
of a stadium.
Right.
It's one thing to be in an intimate space, a smaller room, small room concerts.
Right.
You can do whatever you want, but big joints like that.
Yeah,
21's playing songs that like avid 21 fans might like. But the casual Drake fans, like
bring out.
They weren't on, all those songs weren't on Yates' playlist.
No, they were not.
Here's the deal.
Bring out Jay-Z. Bring out somebody iconic in New York.
Hold on a second. As someone who's a music head like I am, that's what is called an opening act. That's what you had them for.
Yeah, but so he came in through the middle of the show.
The middle of the show.
That's bad.
And that, I think, might have been a problematic thing, because
that's awful.
If 21 would have came out to start that joint.
Absolutely. Have him do his 40, 45 minutes.
Give you a good warm up, and then you get to the entree.
Exactly.
Jay, did you ever get to a point with Yates that, like,
You were looking for help to be, and like, did you like introduce him to someone again?
Security.
So like they can talk to Alan so you could just take a break for a second?
I had the best buffer in between Yates and my wife was there. You know, my wife gets hyped.
Oh, she was giving she was giving the Heisman, the stiff arm.
She was rapping songs. I'm like, okay.
Wait, hey, Nuno, I met the wifey. I met Mr. Yates' wifey.
Oh, you did?
She cool people.
You met the woman in front of the man?
High frequency, man.
High frequency all the way around.
Don't mess this up. That's all I got to say. Don't mess this up.
Pat's out here asking for a proposal.
But it was, wait, I forgot. There was one point during the concert, though.
He had his arms wrapped around her.
Where they kept panning the camera around, and it came to, remember, it came to a, it's like a grown man. He had at least be like in his early 20s.
Okay.
Bawling.
Ugly cry.
Just Freddie. Ugly cry.
I'm surprised that wasn't
like,
Alan.
You can't be crying at a Drake concert, though.
I'm surprised that wasn't you, because you can get weepy over Drake. We've seen and heard that.
Like, bawling. Jaden, I almost pulled my phone out, and then they pan to the young boy, and I'm like, well, damn, young boy.
I'm telling you, it was like he was at a funeral. That's what it felt like.
You guys are so sad.
I, ugly crying face.
He didn't even have a haircut, too. It was a no, weird
part. Why are we breaking another guy's hair for?
You got to get a nice lineup before you. Yeah, you got
to
get.
I mean, you can't go to a show without a lineup.
I don't care about that. I'm there to see the dude on the stage. I'm not worried about the ancillaries.
Look at you, Nuno, talking about lineups. That. I see you, Nunito.
That's like, wait a second.
I used to rock the Caesar back in the day.
Really?
Yes.
No, what? I need photo evidence.
Nunito doesn't use terminology like this.
I need photo evidence now.
What number? Wait, Nunito, what number? What number did you get?
So he had the one. He had the one then. He had the one then.
He had a skin tight as a one. No guard. He had the one.
There was a lot of Dominicans who were cutting the hair.
Yeah, he didn't have the two, three, or four. He had the one.
Yes.
One with the bullet. That's what he had.
No guard, man. That's the nastiest one you can have, man. It's like, did you get a cut?
Nuno was serious about his hair by going to the one for the season. He was serious about his dome.
Just saying. Drake concert. That one, third night at the Barclay. I give it a C.
Well, Al, give us an update because you're going to see Drake this weekend.
I'm going to be there. D.C., the 29th.
I give it a C.
Holler at me, and then I'm going to go watch that Bud Crawford fight, Freddie.
Yeah, maybe. If 21 Savage shows up, you ain't going to make that fight.
Nope.
I can tell you right now.
22 Savage.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together, along with the Drake fan club known as Alan, Pat, and Nuno on ESPN Radio.
Oh, Alan and Pat are part of, part of the Drake fan club.
Well, Pat's like a, you know, he's like the,
Pat's
he's
definitely
like the
not
security.
A Drake fan.
He's like the security for Alan and Nuno.
Pat's like, give me the Springsteen, I'm cool.
Hey, Bruce. I'm a Bruce
Nothing
Springsteen
Bruce.
Fan.
Bruce is all right.
You know,
your boy,
that's your vice.
Your boy Drake needs to be more like the late Prince or the late Sharon Jones and the Dap King. Have the opening act play early, not in the middle of the show.
Well, his new album
Prince,
coming out, so it might be.
That was a performer.
Absolutely.
Ooh. That was a performer.
Saw him seven times. Saw Prince seven. Seven times.
Purple Rain?
Yeah. Oh, the Purple Rain tour, wow. The Musicology tour.
I can't even name seven Prince songs.
Oh, not, you can't name seven Prince songs?
That's what he looked like.
You're not a musical fan.
We're done with you now.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
That's because we said it.
When Doves Cry.
That's a song. You could just you might just be making stuff up at this point.
I think Pat's trolling you now. He said When Doves Cry.
Where is Prince from?
Isn't he Minnesota?
Yeah, at least he got that right.
Thank God.
At least he got that
the
right.
The lakes of Minnetonka. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, he needs to purify himself in the waters of
you
Lake Minnetonka.
You know more about Prince from the Dave Chappelle skits than you do about really Prince. Do.
That's sad.
This is embarrassing for the show.
Although it's good that he knows that from Dave Chappelle, as far as that goes. At least he knows that, as
Computer
far as that
blue.
Goes. Darling Nikki.
I'm not on your team.
Darling Picky, all that good
By
stuff.
By the way, the guy that sets the screen in that skit is Brandon. He works at ESPN. He does all stage stuff at ESPN New York.
Brandon?
Yes.
Brandon Phillips is that guy?
How did I just find out about this?
He's in the skit.
No way.
He's on the bat. You got to look it up. Brandon is the best. By the way, one of the funniest people that we have at ESPN.
That whole crew down between him, Kurt, Victoria.
All of them.
Brandon, you're right.
Paulie jumps on the show from time to time.
As well. Yeah, absolutely. Brandon was in the skit?
Yes. You got to look him up. You gotta look at the actual skit.
Oh man,
you can't miss B.
I got Chappelle's show on DVD, so that's the first thing I'm doing when I go home tonight.
He just walked by me when I was at the Seaport and give me a little smack on him, like I'm not on your team. I'm like, you can't slap me and tell me you're not on my team.
Oh my god, the things you find out, The things you find out. Anyway, we'll continue with the reaction to Saquon Barkley. As a matter of fact, we'll take your calls at 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. As a matter of fact, Jay Williams brought up a player, a specific player named Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City that has everything to do why running backs are not getting paid in the National Football League. We'll talk about that next. Keep it here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
You're embarrassing, Pat. 80,
as well as ESPN.
Not one Prince song?
Not one.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Mornings on ESPN Radio.
The New York Giants have signed Saquon Barkley to a one-year deal that could be worth up to $11 million with incentives.
Saquon is more valuable to the Giants than he is anywhere else.
It feels like a slap in the face for him to have all of a sudden now a one-year deal to prove it after he proved a lot.
How?
By the way, real quick, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Tomorrow we're going to have like a music face-off. Pat Costello is going to represent the Bruce Springsteen side. Jay Will is going to represent the Prince side. And I'm going to be the judge and jury and executioner because somebody has to die when that happens.
Yeah, we're going to talk about who has the best catalog.
Who has the best catalog. We're going to do that tomorrow.
Between the verses?
Yeah, we're doing the verses.
Like,
there
verses.
You go.
I like that. Hey, verses, yes.
I see you, Alan. We're going to do a verses tomorrow.
Do you know Bruce Springsteen songs like by heart?
Oh, Pat? Shoot.
Like the titles or the lyrics? Because like yes,
all
to both.
Of the above. I was gonna,
the lyrics, like Born to Run.
Yeah.
Could you tell me the opening line to Born to Run? No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
See, yeah, but you put me on the spot.
Exactly. What do you mean I put you on the spot?
Exactly. You know the. Come on. Don't let me down, Pat. I know you know the opening lyrics to Born to Run.
See, this is pressure.
Well, you put me on the spot. Cracking. Now I'm all nervous.
I'm cracking. Now I'm all nervous.
Cracking. He's getting tight. He's getting tight. He's joking.
Pat, you got to know in the
We're
day we.
Spike Lee with Reggie
Pat,
Miller.
You got to know in the day we sweated out on the streets. There you go. Of a runaway American dream. That's Born to Run. Open the lyrics. Right
I'm going to need both of you to bring in a pair of white gloves. You're going to stand in front of each other. You're going to smack each other. I challenge you to a duel.
Is this a duel? Yes.
We're doing a duel.
I challenge you to a duel.
Pat is Pat allowed to smack me in public?
No, we're not doing that.
Might set a wrong tone these days.
Pat will see your Asbury Park to your purple rain. That's what we're doing tomorrow. Having our own versus. Pat Costello represent Bruce Springsteen. Jay will represent Prince. And who has the better catalog? I can't wait for that to happen.
It's going
to
be big time.
Because I get to play judge. Jury and executioner. Somebody's going to die today when it comes to that, when it happens tomorrow. But nobody's worried about Saquon Barkley and the Giants having that relationship being fractured and falling apart, at least for this year in 2023. He signed a one-year deal with the New York Giants worth $10.1 million in fully guaranteed money, $2 million upfront signing bonus. It also includes $1 million of incentives with an equal amount paid for 1,300 rushing yards, 11 touchdowns, and 65 receptions. You brought up something 25 minutes ago, And it just clicked in my head immediately when we talk about the running back position being devalued, and you mentioned quarterbacks.
Please remind me of what I brought up 25 minutes ago.
You mentioned about Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and all
these
guys.
That's my excuse.
It's
the antibiotics.
You've been with it for the past 3 hours and 16 minutes. That excuse is not going to hold with me. You mentioned all those quarterbacks, and the common denominator, you mentioned Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, put Lamar Jackson in that category, an older version of Aaron Rodgers. All these dual-threat quarterbacks doing that have reduced the running back position. Because how many times have we seen that in college football where if you got a dual-threat quarterback that can make plays with his arm and his legs, you don't need the running back as much. Mm. If anything, you can concentrate in the running game, but if a quarterback gets a quick play to get on the outside as a dual-threat quarterback with his ability to make plays outside the pocket, as long as you can be judicious with running the football, we go back to that run by Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. On one leg, they were so worried about receivers, but his ability to make plays with his legs, to me, especially in the college level and the high school level, that has really reduced the running back position because you can have your quarterback make enough plays in the running game in addition to the passing game. All of a sudden, that running back position doesn't need to be as magnified anymore like in previous years or really, when you think about it, previous decades in the National Football League.
Well, that's why people feel like the quarterback market, Freddie, is overinflated, right?
Exactly.
Because people were paying such high prices for quarterbacks.
No doubt.
When you just stated the obvious, which is if you're a marginal – and put marginal, that operative word, in perspective, please, okay? When I'm talking about anywhere between, you know, 13 to 25, like, or 13 to 20 is like marginal – that's still a really good quarterback, but not at the higher level that you had just made mention of, Freddie, with the Joe Burrows and the Patrick Mahomes and the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons and the Aarons, right? So
yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. So if these guys are the mid-market of the quarterback, that means you need the running back even more so.
Absolutely.
Because of their duality, because
no
of
question.
What they bring to the table.
No doubt. But it's been flipped because, we got a quarterback who both of these things. We want to be a passer more than a runner. But if he continue to make plays in that running game and make those kind of big explosion plays, it reduces how, in the minds of owners, this is just me spitballing, it reduces the effectiveness in the minds of owners how the running back should be paid. Not saying the running back can be paid as much as the quarterback. No one's crazy to say that. Quarterback's the most important position in sports. Everybody knows that. But if you're a running back, you're thinking, if you're Saquon Barkley, the reason that guy was like that was because of what I did.
It's because of me.
Right. Josh Allen's doing it differently. He doesn't have running back help in Buffalo, and he can't continue to play that way and be a successful championship quarterback. You got to need help from the running game because he's going to make that running game better. But Saquon Barkley made Daniel Jones better. If Saquon Barkley didn't have the season that he had, there's no way that Daniel Jones, as the word my wife loves to use, he's adequate enough. He was adequate and got $82 million. Saquon Barkley was a boss as a BAWSE and had to literally beg and plead to get $11 million and $12 million with incentives with that contract.
I bet you Josh Jacobs doesn't get that deal.
I wonder what the franchise tag is, 10.1 from running backs.
I think they're going to keep him on the tender.
Completely
right? Because
with you.
It's like, well,
completely
first off, with you. Josh McDaniels and company from the New England Patriots, they run running back by committee. And then secondly, the way Saquon has handled this, right, like hearing rumors around the fact that even though people, as it relates to his representation, don't want him talking to the brass,
okay,
but yet he still talked to them throughout this process,
okay,
right? I think all that is like it pours into the cup of how we feel about the player, Saquon, about what he represents as it relates to the organization.
Okay.
If you look at Josh Jacobs, you don't want to show up at training camp. I already come from a franchise where I was built this way. Okay. You're going to turn down a 10.1? 10.01, you're going to turn down? You're not going to play? Okay, turn down.
Yeah, the Patriot way does not save players. They've never done that. They may reward you. They don't believe in saving players, that Patriot
I think
play.
He comes back for the tender for that
think
point.
Josh Jacobs will?
10.01.
Based on what happened today?
I don't think they're going to budge.
Happen. Oh, they're not budging.
I don't
that.
Think they're going to budge, especially after, like, you know, look, I get it, but the way things are handled means something, right? And sometimes if you know a person – and I'm not sitting up here saying that Josh Jacobs isn't a quality person at all.
Absolutely.
But just hearing about that friction that has existed between those two feels way different than the friction that I've heard exists between the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. Stanley in Maryland weighing on this about Saquon getting the deal from the Giants for 1 year and $11 million at 888-729-3776.
Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing?
We're good, son. How about you, my man?
I'm good. I'm an all-time, forever Giants fan. I woke up this morning feeling like the wave at baseball game. And the reason why I say that, you know why? Because, you know, at a wave, you stand up, you're like, hey. I sit down, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, for real? And I couldn't believe it. And it's so disrespectful that I wouldn't have blamed Saquon if he sat out. And I'm a Giants fan saying that.
The deal with that is, Stanley, I hear you. But because Le'Veon Bell did it and it didn't work well, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, the only way running backs are going to sit out a year right now is if nobody signs them. I mean, Dalvin Cook is still on the street with no contract in sight. Ezekiel Elliott, he's still on the street. No contract in sight. Because what Le'Veon Bell did, a lot of dudes are not going to go down that route unless the NFL tells them, we don't want your services and we're not signing you. Where's the lie?
I wouldn't have blamed him if he had did that.
I get it. I mean,
it's hard, man.
It's hard.
It's a lot. Like, I get we gave the example of Chris Jones, who's sitting out for the Kansas City Chiefs for $50,000 a day. That's a lot, man. You know, and $10.01 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to turn down. So maybe that was him not going to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
But like you and I both said, Freddie, we both would have bet on the fact that we thought he would have been there by week one.
You called it. You said, yeah, you didn't see a scenario where he was not going to be there. You drilled that last week. You said, with all the acrimony that has gone on between these two, you said it last week, he's going to be there week one when they play the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, Josh Jacobs may not care about his reputation in the same way that Saquon Barkley did in order to get his money. Different strokes for different folks, but that does come with repercussions.
His situation is different.
Yeah, we keep going back to the Le'Veon Bell situation, right?
Like, right.
It's a year off of your life if you're willing to sit out.
And not get paid.
Yeah,
that can weigh on you. Those bills don't stop.
Unless you're telling me you have an incredible discipline.
Yeah, or you're independently
incredible
wealthy.
Financial discipline.
No doubt. John in Florida, weighing on Saquon Barkley, staying with the Giants at least for 2023, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, guys.
Jay, Will, nice to see you back, man. I hope you start feeling better soon.
Amen.
Thanks, brother.
Kind of miss Amber a little bit, though, ain't gonna lie. I think y'all would make a great trio.
Okay.
I just got something to say about, I think his name was Victor, called him before. Like, okay, you work in a factory. That's a noble job. Like, he's saying he won't get paid $5 million in his lifetime. All right. I have a lot of things wrong with my body. Like, I'm fine, but I would rather have all of that cured than have $5 million. It is a lot of money. Jay, Will, you can relate to this. You guys are putting your bodies on the line every day. And you've worked your whole life for this. You deserve this money. And a lot of fans look at it from the perspective like you're overpaid, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of things that go into that. And you have this God-given talent where everybody has a different talent in life.
Mm-hmm.
You were given your talent. Barkley was given his talent. It's just like, I don't know why fans look at it that way. I really don't get it. Like, don't be hating on people getting paid. Also, Alan, please give me, I've called in like 10 times. Give me my stick figure picture.
See, John,
all people want John, is a good stick
John
figure.
John kept his receipts. Alan, you got to give the people what they want. Seriously.
Listen, we're going to get it back for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Off the wall, they're at Pat's desk.
Okay.
Pat's not in here right now. I don't think he's grabbing it because he's probably doing something else. But wow. Next time you call in, we're going to have that.
Just put Pat's business all out in the street.
I'm just saying, man, I'm in the bathroom, man.
Y'all are awesome. I love you guys.
Much love back down in Florida. I mean, although Alan Yates, no love for Pat Costello, just putting all his business out there. As far as that goes, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Number two.
No, I'm playing.
No, you're not.
Wow. This is what happens.
Number one.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Nuno. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together here this morning on ESPN Radio. Keep weighing in on Saquon Barkley. Your calls, we can't wait till you have to say, is it a good or bad deal? We think we'll tell you. You'll tell us as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Doves cry. You hear that, Pat?
Put it
That's
this
when
way.
Doves cry.
Yeah, for Pat Costello, by the way, Jay Wynn's Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, 6X and Channel 8 and ESPN. You go, Pat.
Oh, this is Prince?
This is Prince.
Oh.
Embarrassing.
Now, by the way, we're going to do this tomorrow, and I got a great tweet from Louis Perez at Coleman ESPN. We're going to have our own version of Versus. We've got Pat Costello representing the catalog of Bruce Springsteen. Jay Williams representing the catalog of Prince. I'm going to be the judge during execution. I know both of these catalogs extremely well. And we're going our own Versus. And Louis Perez says, you got to call the duel Asbury Park versus Paisley Park. That's Ooh. Exactly what we're going to call this Versus.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Louis now, Perez, thank you for that.
Is there an element of karaoke to this as well?
Like, if you want to sing.
Should we start singing the songs as well?
If you want to sing a line or two. Representing the catalog, I'm not opposed to that. Okay. Pat, what do you think?
I can't sing, so that's I'm okay. gonna. I'm gonna Nobody go ahead and can Bruce sing. Spring,
you can harmonize. You can harmonize. You can that's harmonize. The correct word to use.
You can do Jimmy Fallon like slow talk it if you want to do that. Do it that way. But we'll do that kind of versus tomorrow.
Oh, he's getting uncomfortable.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No,
look at him.
He's got some.
I see when those shoulders get tight.
The thing about it, you got to worry about Pat. He's going to do his homework.
I need to be like down the Jersey Shore for that.
I see what you did there.
Just don't forget.
I see what you did there. Don't forget, I'm from Jersey. Yeah, so we're going to do our own.
I'm from Jersey.
Right. We're going to
spend a lot of time at the Jersey Shore.
That's what you got two Jersey boys here. Close enough. You know, two Jersey
Where'd
boys
come from?
Here. Yeah. Who's that? Alan Yates again?
You did that to the Jersey Shore?
I sneeze or something. I might have. Yeah.
Sir, we're not the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we're going to do our own versus tomorrow, as Louis Perez calls it. Asbury Park versus Paisley Park, where Jay Will's going to represent the catalog of Prince, Pat Costello's going to represent the catalog of Bruce Springsteen, and your boy Freddie Cohen gets to play judge, jury, executioner. Somebody's going to live or die one way or the other. We're going to do that tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio. I'm excited for both of you guys.
Can we just give a little bit more description very quickly before we jump into another subject
the
here?
The reason because is...
I get a little bit concerned. I just need to understand. Okay. So is it like best hit versus best hit?
It's catalog.
Like, are we ranking like our top 15 hits, and we're going, how are we doing this?
Here's the deal. Pat, you give your 10 favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. Okay. You give your 10 favorite Prince songs.
Okay.
In terms of that kind of catalog.
Okay.
10 seems like a lot. I feel like we should keep it at 5.
All right. Split it
to
7.
Why, are you afraid of doing some work?
Split the difference, 7.
It's 10 songs.
No, we'll split the difference, 7. 7 songs. Your 7 best Bruce Springsteen songs.
Number 7.
Stop that. Your 7 best Prince songs, and I'll be the judge and jury. How's that sound? All we'll do 7.
How about we let the people be the judge and the jury?
We can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
I mean, but you have final say. No, you have final say.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do that. The people have the final. We'll do like our own verses, have people weigh in on that. So we'll have that as the final say. I like that. So that'll be tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. The battle of Asbury Park versus Paisley Park, where Pat's going to represent the Bruce Springsteen catalog, his best 7 songs. Jay Will's going to represent the Paisley Park catalog of Prince, his best 7 songs. And you'll get to have a chance to be part of the judge, jury, and executioners when it comes to that. There'll be an execution now when it comes to Saquon Barkley being out there for the Giants.
Him
signing that contract. And believe me, the happiest person about that is a certain quarterback named Daniel Jones. Because I know if I'm Daniel Jones of New York Giants, and I know I need that guy to make sure I can be even more effective and not just be, as my wife Denise likes to say, an adequate quarterback. Because let's call it this. He was adequate last year.
Okay.
And that was great for him because he was less than adequate the previous years. Not his own fault. Not all of it his fault. but fault enough when it comes to Daniel Jones.
I just want to bring up something.
All right, have at it.
It's, you know, when I hear about end of year situations and playoff games, and you recognize this rift kind of between where Diggs, Stephon Diggs, and where Josh Allen were, and how their head coach got involved. What did you hear Josh Allen say out publicly? No, Stephon Diggs, that's my guy.
Yeah, he supported him.
We
absolutely
need him.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, where have you been? Where have you been
maybe
throughout
stand
this whole ride?
Maybe stand up
for
a
Saquon
man's business.
Barkley.
Maybe stand out of his business.
But that is my business. That's my guy.
Okay.
So, like, these are all things. And it's not to crucify Daniel Jones, but it's a legit question. If I see leadership stem from a point where Josh Allen can come out publicly and say, we're going to fix this with Stephon Diggs. That's my guy. We need him. When bad stuff starts to leak out there around Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, where are you? No, he's not that.
It's a fair point.
He's actually this guy. He represents our organization. I'm going to bat for Saquon Barkley. Can I control whether he gets paid $14, $15 million? No, but I can make my voice heard. I will let the people understand that he is the great representation of our organization, our franchise. Where was that, Daniel Jones? That's a legit question I have not heard anybody ask.
Because to me, that's to kind of go forward with that one. When we talk about going forward with the Giants and Saquon Barkley and going from here, I'm not going to say that that's kind of interfered the relationship between both of those two. But if Josh Allen was able to do that for Stephon Diggs, and he is not as regarded as much as Saquon Barkley is with the New York Giants. Not saying Stephon Diggs is not regarded that highly with the organization. I'm talking about the perception of the public, because we've seen meltdowns from Stephon Diggs before. Happened in Minnesota and happened last year at the end of that game, like you mentioned, when the Buffalo Bills got the blood beaten out of them by the Cincinnati Bengals in that playoff game in Buffalo. The fact that Saquon Barkley has that kind of regard in that organization, but there's been nothing but crickets coming from Daniel Jones. And meanwhile, Josh Allen, you didn't have to even hold his feet to the fire to say, why haven't you spoken up for Stephon Diggs? How do you feel about it? He let it be known how he felt about Stephon Diggs.
And here's Daniel Jones on Saquon Barkley that came out like around, you know, April. Well, there's a business side to all of this. He's a great teammate and great friend. I'll support him through it all.
Okay. Then that's different then.
Yeah.
Then that's different.
But
you want him to say more recently?
No, that was in April. It was April.
So you want him to say more
recently?
We're
in July. We're almost in August. Like, a lot of that stuff was coming out like May, June, about is he greedy? Does he want too much? Like, you could say that in April, April 17th, but I need you to speak up when people are attacking my damn character. Like, and excuse me if I'm passionate about it, but Freddie Coleman, if I'm in the middle of a contract negotiation and people are lambasting my name,
I would hope that you as my teammate would
be like, that's not who Jay is, though.
Put it this way, if somebody comes at you that way, they don't know you like I know you, man, they're going to have to get some business from me.
Thank you. And it's not like you're saying his value is this, but you're saying, I hope that somebody out there, if it's not us, recognizes what the value that this guy brings to the table on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
Like, there's something to be said, so where is that support? And I think that now I'm paying attention to that relationship.
Okay.
How is that relationship? Do they hit the same?
I didn't think about that. Did not think about that because here's what I'll say about that.
See, because
that.
You don't feel like it's really Daniel Jones' team, do you?
Well, it's not. It's Saquon Barkley's team.
Yeah, but economics say differently.
I know economics say differently, but this is the same thing when the New York Giants first got started winning championships with Eli Manning. The first time they won, it wasn't his team. It was Michael Strahan's team. It was everybody else's team, and everybody knew it. To me, it's the same situation now. Daniel Jones is your quarterback. You're giving him $82 million in guaranteed money between this year and next year. But we know whose team it is. It is Saquon Barkley's team.
I agree with you, but by default, because you have $82 million guaranteed, and you see your star player in a position where he's fighting, scraping for a couple of more million dollars. I say that like it's a couple of cents. We know it's a lot more. But still, 2 years, $82 million guaranteed. Use your voice. You use your voice in other aspects of the team.
Well, maybe he's not snugly in wanting to do that.
Okay.
He's going to have to.
I'm just saying.
Based on what you said.
As a former player,
I would like
in understanding the dynamics of locker rooms, especially between two of the best players.
Okay.
You need to have each other's backs.
Well, also,
publicly.
You need to have each other's backs, and also you need an alpha male. And not saying Saquon Barkley's not an alpha male, but he's more of that for the Giants than Daniel Jones. I've seen that saying. From Saquon Barkley.
Don't you want your quarterback to become that alpha male? Don't we feel like that's the one thing missing from Daniel Jones? That takes the leap of his ability to be that next star player here?
No, I don't want my quarterback the alpha male. He has to be that.
Yes.
It goes beyond the one thing because whether you're getting paid that kind of money or not, they look to you as a face of a franchise. Nothing against Saquon Barkley. Running backs can no longer be the face of their franchise. It is a quarterback league. Period, end of story. So act like it.
Thank you. You're making my point.
Yeah, that's not a want thing. That's a have to be thing.
Must.
When it comes to the Giants. We let the people take over. Your thoughts about Saquon Barkley and that contract, 1 year, $11 million, $2 million in incentives that he can meet that could push that up to close to 13. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Saquon will be there with the Giants on day one of training camp with that new deal. What do you have to say about that? We take your calls next with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. This is ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and the ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
This is ESPN Radio.
I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Jay Williams. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also at ESPNU.
We were going through a series of teams coming off the Saquon Barkley conversation because we both recognize the New York Giants are Saquon Barkley's team before it's Daniel Jones's team.
Absolutely. Correct?
Okay, we're in agreement.
Yeah.
So how many teams in the NFL could you say it's the running back's team, not the quarterback?
Well, Derrick Henry jumps to mind. Derrick Henry?
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor?
Well, now, even though he's injured, they want Anthony Richardson to play quarterback.
But you feel like they want it to be Anthony Richardson's team.
Yeah, but right now it's Jonathan Taylor's team coming off an injury. Okay. Sure. I'm with you on that one.
Christian McCaffrey?
That's Kyle Shanahan's team in San Francisco.
Kyle Shanahan's team. Okay.
That's the coach's team. Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb in Cleveland? You make a case. Oh, Deshaun Watson?
You feel like it's more Deshaun Watson's team?
Even though he's had all that, it's still his team.
It feels like you're waiting for him to explode on the scene, right? To be the Deshaun Watson from 3-4 years ago. Yeah.
Nuno mentioned Josh Jacobs with the Raiders.
Josh Jacobs, his team?
Right now, it's nobody's team because he's not there.
It's not Jimmy G's team?
You kind of feel like they want it to be Jimmy G's team.
Oh, of course
due
they
to
do.
The relationship with Josh McDaniels and where that goes all the way back to with the Pats.
Josh McDaniels wants that to be Josh McDaniels' team. He wants the same thing that Bill Belichick has in New England. That's what he wants.
So I can't say that's Josh Jacobs' team. Even though we know it is, they don't want it to be.
Yeah. Put it this way.
So we have three teams? We have three?
Three. Basically 2.5. It's like 2.5 running backs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make them more deserving of the pay?
It does. Not no more.
Just trying to find cases to understand how important, how imperative these pieces are in the overall scheme of how we evaluate teams.
Because you look at when the Dallas Cowboys were running rampant, they had Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin, but that was Emmitt Smith's team.
Okay.
Detroit Lions, that was Barry Sanders' team.
Yes, it was.
Chicago, that was Walter Payton's team. Yeah, that's like kind of the last instances of running backs where if you don't stop that guy, you got a problem. Now, you got to stop the quarterback and make sure the running game doesn't help him.
Well, don't you feel if you're the Giant, like if you're an opponent versus the Giants, if you stop Saquon Barkley.
You stop that team.
You stop that team.
Absolutely. Yes. You game plan for him. The Giants don't care about that.
Understood.
And nobody else in the running backs. But you make
a
fair point.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, but you make a fair point. When you game plan, if you don't stop Saquon Barkley, that's going to be a long day. Dan Jones feeds off of him. Not the other way around.
Well, let me play devil's advocate with you guys.
Have at it.
Based upon what they've done this offseason, I think they've tried to remedy that.
They put more pieces.
Remedy or remedy?
Like a remedy.
Like a remedy game that we call for ESPN?
All right.
Remy Martin? Yeah, exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with a glass of Remy.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but they went out and got Darren Waller, right? They
drafted Jalen Mills out of Jalen Hyatt. Yeah, Hyatt, excuse me, out of Tennessee. You
know, and just added a bunch of other, but they have like 85 slot receivers this year. Really do. Right? Like, so it feels like they're trying to change that and not just be so beholden on, listen to me trying to use words, beholden on
the running back position. Yes. Yeah, you're not wrong because they believe in Daniel Jones. If you're going to pay a guy $40+ million each of the next 2 years, you're not just going to be a ground and pound football team. They're not going to do that in New York because they believe more in Daniel Jones and wanting to pay him than Saquon Barkley, never mind the fact that he's the heart and soul and best player on that football team. Reggie in the great city of Los Angeles at 888-729-3776. Reggie Wynn and Saquon Barkley back with the Giants for at least 2023.
What up, Reg?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, brother. How are you?
All right. I just want to touch on Saquon Barkley. You know, no one has
touched on Saquon Barkley.
Been in the league for 4 years, and he has not played a complete season. I wouldn't have given him extension either.
Well,
misses games every single year.
Well, that was not the case last year because he played every game of the schedule. The only game that he missed, they sat down everybody in the final regular season game against Philadelphia, and he was injured, had a torn ACL. So that point can be valid, but not compared to last year where Saquon Barkley was out there for each and every game, except for the last one where they sat everybody down versus Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Just putting it out there. I'd like to bring receipts. John in New York weighing about Saquon Barkley with the Giants for 2023.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So everything you're saying is factual. I'm a Giants fan. Everything is factual. But the point that no one's really talking about is in any industry, you don't get paid for what you already did. You already got paid for that. They're paying Saquon Barkley and running backs in general for what they think they're going to do in the future. Now, if you go by history, their production is going to start going down, not up. So, I mean, that's reality.
But if you're paying me based upon what I did in the past, that will give you some sort of projection towards the future, you are qualifying that with past performances. So I'm a little bit confused.
It's future projections, but it's also
mm-hmm. like what you did last season matters because that gives you a projection level on where you're going to be in the future.
Because they don't apply that to every other position. They really don't in the NFL. They don't apply based on what John had to say. He's right in terms of they will pay you for what you've already done. But a lot of guys are getting that money because they're expecting they're going to continue to do that. If you're a quarterback, if you're a receiver, if you're a defensive end, offensive tackle. They don't do that with running backs. They'll say, we'll give you to this level. Then after that, you're not getting it because we don't believe your future projection is going to match up to the money that you believe you should get.
Fair.
By the way, according to Adam Schefter, also keep on reporting because this keeps being a moving story. Saquon Barkley had $909,000 worth of incentives added to his deal for three categories. Rushing yards plus a playoff berth. Receptions, meaning 65. Touchdowns, meaning 11. 1,350 rushing yards. Plus a playoff berth. So if they don't get to the playoffs.
He doesn't get it.
He don't get it.
So you can get all the yards, the receptions, mm-hmm. but if you don't get a playoff berth, you don't get it.
Yeah, because that's not, plus a playoff berth in addition to. So literally what that's saying, if they don't make the playoffs, he's not getting paid.
Yeah, I don't see Saquon Barkley and the Giants being on the same team going into the 2024-2025 season.
Somebody's going to, if he has any kind of numbers, if you're Saquon Barkley, why would you want to come back? Why would you reward loyalty to an organization that told you exactly how they felt about you and your position?
I mean, maybe the situation, though, Freddie, is that maybe by that time, no team is going to reward that type. It looks like we're going in that direction.
Well, it's funny you mention that because SportTrack put this out on Twitter that if Saquon Barkley maxes out his restructured deal in 2023, he's going to earn $11 million. That increases his franchise tag value for 2024 up to $13.2 million. Or $24.2 million payout over 2 years. Only Christian McCaffrey at $30.5 million and Derrick Henry at $26 million have higher two-year cash outputs. Mm. Only two dudes more than Saquon Barkley. Mm. Not one of them named Josh Jacobs or Dalvin Cook, who right now is still looking for a team.
Want to squeeze one more caller? We have time?
Don't you dare.
No, nope, don't you dare.
I thought of
it. I gave the look. I gave the look.
Nuno saw the smoke coming out of my ear, think Freddie's going to do it. Let me stop him right now before we go on with that.
Yeah, we got 10 seconds, Jay. Squeeze one in.
I just want you to know, Pat, you're going to get obliterated tomorrow.
We got Versus tomorrow. More from Greeny and Greenberg on Saquon back to the Giants.
We're building.
This is ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.